Richard Trudgeon from Why Warriors is with us this morning. Richard, as I said before, you guys have finished a very successful one-month-long community education program in northeast Arnhem Land, essentially answering some of the questions about vaccine hesitancy within First Nations people. So can you tell us what the key issue is that stood out when it comes to changing the minds of people that just don't feel like they want to get vaccinated?
Yes, Kia. It was interesting because it took me back about 30 years. When I first started doing primary health education in Arnhem Land, I thought we'd move past it. The main thing we were trying to do was answer the people's questions. And one of the things that came up very clearly when we asked people what bacteria and germs were, what images they got, they just said, oh, they're just words. We really haven't got a clue what they're about. Well, we know they're sicknesses of something, but no images of little living creatures that can multiply in your body and make you sick in the process or be transferred from one person to another. And that creates a real problem in people's thinking around the disease and opens them up to all sorts of conspiracy theories.
And how are those conspiracy theories being, propagated, Richard? Are we talking about social media? Is it within community itself? How does it happen?
Mainly social media. Mainly Facebook is one of the main platforms that have been used through our communities right across Australia. And big time, people have big networks on Facebook. And so somebody picks it up and puts it into their networks. And the stuff that's coming through on the social media actually speaks a better language that's more in line with the people's language they're using every day. A simpler form of English and all that sort of stuff. So it ties together with this thinking. If people are not seeing the viruses, bacteria, germs as little creatures that can multiply and move and get into your body, then straight away people start to think, well, somebody else is doing this. And the conspiracy theorists are saying, yes, the government is doing it or somebody else is doing it to take control of your life. So the lack of knowledge around germ theory and around what a virus is actually fits. You create the environment, which is quite evident across Australia, including in some migrant groups, for the conspiracy theories just to take off and go wild.
And Richard Trudgeon is with us right now, founder of Why Warriors, the author of the cross-cultural book Why Warriors Lie Down and Die. Mr. Trudgeon, can I just ask how then you turned that around? What's the difference between knowing what a germ or a virus or a bacteria is? How much important is having a person that you actually trust talking to you about it?
Well, in some communities, people have got high vaccination rates because they've got a registered nurse there or something they've known for years and they've trusted them. They've had many medical experiences with them and they've been able to help them. So where you have that high level of trust, then people will just follow usually what that medical registered nurse or doctor will say. Where you haven't got that, you're back to people trying to work out themselves what is the true, what we call the duddy-dowl, the evidential information, and wally-walling or dowl, the crazy, silly stuff that has no evidential base. And when there's not good informed information coming through to show people what are, say, bacteria, viruses and so forth, then people are left out in this no-man land. Now, we need to remember that many Aboriginal people know they're animals in their own environment, the fish and the animals and the birds and everything. They know all of them. But when it comes to medical things, they don't know about these little living creatures. And if they don't know about that, that's a problem. And we have a way of teaching that fairly quickly.
And how did you do that, Richard?
Well, basically, we can, these days I can do it basically with computer images, but if people need to move past that a bit more, we introduce them to a microscope. A lot of people haven't seen a microscope, so we show them how that works, and that's important. We blow up a hair under a microscope, for instance, and show them how the hair gets very big on the screen. We're projecting it up on a screen somewhere. And then I just take some spit from my own mouth and say, well, I'm going to show you now living creatures in my own mouth. We stick that under the microscope, and people are just blown away. They see things that look like snakes and little things and fish, and and they go, whoa, 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 this is a whole new world that we need to know about. And many people say things like, well, so what's the word infection mean? Well, it means these little things getting together in one spot in your body and multiplying in their millions or billions. And that is what the doctors then call an infection. And we go on to explain how that can be treated and so on.
Richard, this has been one of the most incredibly illuminating discussions that I've had in recent weeks around this issue. What about dealing with a question like what's in the vaccine? Because often the hesitancy is that concern. I don't know what it is. So how do you deal with that?
We started producing a series of videos 1.5 years ago now, March 2020, because we knew this was going to be a big issue. And having been here for years in this space, I knew that people would want answers to their questions, including what's in the vaccine, because that was one of the major conspiracy things, that there's all sorts of things in the vaccine, from a chip to Satan to whatever. And so we believe in telling people the true full story, and telling it in a way which they can fully understand, whether it's in their original language or it's even in English. I have no troubles with explaining that fully these days. And so we take people through. My mind's I've just lost that cue.
No, look, it's entirely fine, Richard. But again, it's the same principle that you've described before in that providing the science, but science in some evidential fashion and also within a visual fashion as well. Yeah?
And building on people's knowledge that they've already got around the environment around them, the fish and the seas and the animals and everything else, we explain down to a deep biomedical level using that same thing. And it's quite funny when, not funny, but it's peculiar when people see it, they go, wow, so our bodies is really like the bush out there. Yes. And if you mess up the bush, you put rubbish in the bush, you're going to have a messy rubbish bush, and the animals are not going to be reproducing and so on. And if you do the same thing to your body, if you use your body with the same form of care, and a lot of people make a massive jump in this when they hear it, because they go, wow, I didn't see that what I was putting in my mouth was actually affecting my body. So the cause and effect comes back into play very clearly for many people, and they change their whole life attitude and become healthy. Wow.
Look, Richard Trudgeon, this has been a fantastic conversation. These are going to be issues that we're dealing with over the coming weeks and months here in Far North Queensland. So, can I keep you on, my hold line and get back to you?
Anytime, anytime, Keir.
All right, beautiful. Richard Trudgeon, thanks for your time.
Thanks, sir.
And is founder of Why Warriors, author of the book Why Warriors Lie Down and Die, also a person that's been working in East Arnhem Land trying to address some of the vaccination hesitancy that exists out there and why some of the rationale is for that hesitancy.